Today on episode number 414 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we've got a cool last five and five. We've got a lot of cool things in this week's podcast rewind, ranging from making money with your podcast, the fact that podcast is going to continue to grow, and we're going to talk with Scott Johnson from the Computer Tutor podcast about how, well, you don't have to do an hour-long podcast to connect with your audience.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so very, very much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, first of all, welcome aboard. I'm so glad you're here. I'm unbelievably grateful for you giving me a shot. And just know that I never, ever, ever want to waste your time. What do we do here? We talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to gear. Today, we're going to talk a little podcast monetization. We're going to talk a little podcasting for your business. And I bring my 20 plus years as a technical trainer. I flatten the learning curve, and we get everyone on the road to pain-free podcasting. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com, and you can reach me by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And I always like to start off with things that are kind of fun, whether it's podcasting news or whatever. And today, this is one of my favorite segments, and that is, of course, the last five and five, which is basically, you know, not so much what are your favorite five podcasts, but what were the last five that you listened to?
What were the last five podcasts you listened to?
Hey, Dave, it's Steve Stewart from the Money Plan SOS podcast, which everybody can find surprisingly at moneyplansos.com. Hey, you were asking for some last five and fives, so I want to give you a five and five, but with a little bit of a twist, so bear with me. I just got back from a vacation 10 days away. We went to a horse ranch out in the mountains of Wyoming. There was absolutely no cell phone service, and they had satellite for internet, but to be honest, it wasn't working. So I get home and hit refresh on iTunes, and I had 93 new episodes to listen to. So I created a new random playlist of all the podcasts that I need to listen to that I've subscribed to. I've manipulated it just a little bit. Obviously, I've already listened to your show, so I'll check that off my list. And I've also taken away Dave Ramsey's show because there's three episodes a day when you have a subscription. That even beats John Lee Dumas.
That's a lot of Dave to listen to. You know what I mean? Right.
Taking him out, and then I've also taken out Stacking Benjamins because, well, Joe Salcihi and OG are just hilarious, and I can't help but listen to them first. Anyway, so I've taken them out, so all I have left really are onesies and twosies of people who put out a show once or twice a week. So right now, what I'm going to do, instead of a last five and five, I'm going to give you my next five and five. How about that?
Hey, that's thinking outside the box. That's what I like to hear.
These are five of the 93 podcasts that I need to listen to because they're all filling up my iPod too fast. All right, so the first one is going to be a friend of mine, online friend of mine, named James Kinson. He has a show called Cash Car Convert, and it's my favorite new podcast. He's on episode 32. I guess he's not very new anymore. It looks like he has an interview with Larry Winget, who is another interesting character who talks to people about getting out of debt and some other things as well. He's really strong-willed, strong-minded, and kind of brash. So I'm really looking forward to listening to that. Second on the next five and five is a friend of mine, another friend of mine, Craig Mathias from createmyindependence.com. He's on episode 16, and this guy worked for 6 or 7 years, and he saved half of his income. I think he's about 30 now, but during the last 6 or 7 years, he's saved, squirreled it away, half of his income, and got to the point where he's like, you know what? I'm done working. I want to venture off for myself. So he's debt-free. He has a whole bunch of money in the bank, and he's creating online products, trying to create passive income, things like that, and he's sharing his journey with us, and that's very cool. So it's kind of like a Pat Flynn thing. You know, he's doing some things, trying them out, telling us how it works for him. Also talking about, you know, how his business is taking off and how many months or how many years he's got before he runs out of money, but he keeps increasing his income every month. So that runway keeps getting longer and longer. I think he's at 15 years right now before he runs out of cash. So he's going to make it. Anyway, his newest episode is going to be called or the one that I'm going to listen to is called The Quickest Way to Make an Extra $1,000 per Month. That's going to be a good one. Number three on my my next five and five is from Jesse Meekum. He is the creator of the budget software that my wife uses. So if my wife likes it, you know I'm going to be using it. The software is called YNAB. So you need a budget, YNAB. They have a podcast. Usually the episodes are about, you know, 5 minutes or less.
We're going to be talking about that today. And for the record, we talk about the power of podcasting. I purchased YNAB software because Steve Stewart said it was cool. Just saying. And it is very cool, by the way.
He'll talk about either a trick in how you budget, or he'll talk more about the trappings of overspending, or, you know, it just has to do with budgets and, you know, sticking to a plan and things like that. So very cool. Jesse Meekum, YNAB, You Need a Budget podcast. The fourth one is from a guy called Terry O'Reilly, and it's called Under the Influence. Under the Influence is a podcast about marketing, and not how to market, but the behind the scenes and how marketing works and how this brand became number one and how this works in a certain situation.
And this is why we do this segment. Because when Steve said that, I was like, oh, that's right up my alley. I love the psychology of marketing. So I love this segment. If you got one, again, it's what were the last five podcasts you listened to? Record it, send it on you in, go to schoolpodcasting.com/contact, use the microphone option, and send them on in. I love this segment. All right, back to Steve.
I've learned a lot about how marketing works just from listening to this podcast. So again, it's called Under the Influence. The next episode here that I'm listening to from them is called When Brands Mock Other Brands, which actually, now that I think about it, might be a rebroadcast. Well, that's not good. But it's good stuff. And then the fifth one, check this out. This is cool. The fifth one is the Libsyn Podcast, episode 23, WWDC Announcements That Affect Podcasters. This one looks like Elsie and Rob Walsh probably talked for a while because it's an hour and 16 minutes. So that's going to keep me busy for quite a while. So anyway, that's my next five and five. I've randomized the list. That's how I came up with it. And I'm going to have to get off of this so I can get started. Hey, thanks for the show. Love what you do. Can't wait to see a podcast movement, brother.
I was thinking about that today, just how off the hook podcast movement is going to be, because Rob Walsh is going to be there. We're going to actually play a clip from the feed here in a minute. And, you know, Steve Stewart, Ray Ortega, Daniel J. Lewis, John Lee Dumas, the list goes on and on. It's going to be like summer camp on roids. It's going to be just in... Anyway, if you're going to go, I do have an affiliate link. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/podcast movement, it's a convention, basically an event, 2-day event, Dallas, Texas, August 16th and 17th. It's going to be hot in Dallas. And man, I get pumped up when I think about it. It's like Christmas in June here when I think about that. So yes, Mr. Steve, definitely looking forward. Just for the record, just so you guys know, I'm a hugger. I know it's the whole shape. No, I'm a hugger. So prepare to be hugged. I'm just saying up front. And of course, if you want to hear a really good podcast, go check out moneyplansos.com. Great podcast from my buddy, Steve Stewart.
In case you missed it, it's time for a podcast rewind.
All right, these are things that have caught my ears, whether in a podcast or out and about. And the one thing I want to start off with here, if we could do a back-in-the-day story, children. In fact, Steve mentioned they're using a thing called an iPod, not an iPhone, an iPod. And back in the day, we had a cable, and it would plug into the computer, and we would plug it into the iPod, and it would do the little sinky-sinky thing, and a little squirrely thing would go round and round, and you would be waiting for things to, and I gotta go to work, come on, hurry up and sink. It was a pain in the butt. But here's the cool thing, and that still works, obviously. That's the one thing, when Steve said that, I'm like, ooh, random playlists, I miss those. That's an iPod thing. That's an iTunes thing. Unless, Steve, unless there's a way you can do that on the phone, I am unfamiliar with that. I actually checked into that. And here's the cool thing. Here's the news. And this is really all you need to know about this. It's getting easier to A, find podcasts, and B, consume them. We've mentioned per nauseum that the iPhone as the podcast app, that's what actually what I'm using. I did my little experiment with Stitcher. I like Stitcher. If you find me, if you're listening on Stitcher, if you give me a little thumbs up, would love it. Stitcher's a great app, especially for the Android. I believe it is the number one podcast catcher, I guess we could call it, on an Android system. But the next version of Macintosh software, so we're talking for the actual Macintosh computer, for their laptops, for the iPhone, for the iPad, the podcasts app that you can use to subscribe to this podcast is now going to be just native of the software. It's built in. Here's the other cool thing. That means you can't delete it. Now, what does that mean? There are going to be enough people just kind of, hey, I got a new Mac. You know, their commercials are cool. I thought I got one and blah, blah, blah. What's this podcast thing? I hear about them all the time and they click on it and they start searching around. So more and more people are going to start to go, what's this podcast thing? And that is really, really cool. Now, the other clip I got here, speaking of Rob Walsh and The Feed, it is a great podcast. If you've never listened to it, search for The Feed Libsyn in iTunes or just download their app. Let me set this up. Chris Christensen, who's been on this show, does the Amateur Traveler podcast. Super nice guy. And he was up against a bunch of bloggers and won an award. And this is Rob talking about it. But this isn't, I wanted to say congratulations to Chris because he's just a great guy. He's been on the show. But there's a golden nugget in here that I was like, oh, that deserves a podcast rewind.
So Chris won an award at the travelandleisure.com site, which is a big travel site. And he won it for best independent journalist. And that was in a journalist, blogger, podcaster, it all covering all those. So it wasn't, you know, again, remember the 1900-to-1 ratio of bloggers to podcasters covering a subject? And
1900-to-1. And I went, excuse me? I don't know if I've heard that before, but here's, if somebody likes stats more than me, that would be Rob Walsh, the vice president of Libsyn, the vice president of podcast relations at Libsyn. I just gave Rob a, congratulations, enjoy your raise, your, whatever you would call. And, 1900-to-1. So what does it mean? I have people from time to time that say, you know, I was going to do a podcast. I don't know. I think I'm just going to do a blog. Okay. So you can go over there and stand with the 1900 people and try to stand out. Or you could stand over here by that one other podcaster talking about your subject and try to stand out. That, I was like, what? I got to talk to Rob and go, where'd you get that stat from? That is a cool stat.
Chris was able to win as a podcaster against a lot of different travel blogs. There are a ton of travel blogs out there.
And guess what? He stood out. He connected with his audience because he makes great content. And you know what? It's a lot easier to stand out when you're not standing next to 19 other people.
And they said in their website where he won, it said, it's 400 plus destination themed podcasts have been downloaded more than 7 million times at Amateur Traveler.
And here's another test on this. We did a last 5 and 5. Can you name the last blog, 5 blog posts you listened to? I can't. Or read. Because usually when you listen to a blog post, it doesn't really say much. But I found that to be a very, very cool clip. Next clip is from the Podcasters Roundtable. If you go over to podcastersroundtable.com/30, this is myself, Ray Ortega from podcasterstudio.com and podcastersroundtable.com, and my buddy Daniel J. Lewis from the audacitytopodcast.com. We did a presentation at New Media Expo. Long story short, the recording got hosed. And so we just said, hey, we want to give this to our audience. So we recreated it. And if you want to listen to an hour and 20 minutes of ways that you can grow your audience, then check out stuff like this.
You mentioned this in NMX.
Well, we did. We talked briefly about, you know, making your interviewee sound their best possible. This could go from everything from sound quality, whether it's the way you're recording it, to helping them record better sound quality. I mean, if they have to, if all they have is their microphone on their laptop. At least make sure they're in a quiet room and they can get as close as possible to that laptop, right? There are small things you can do. And oftentimes when we're talking about quality, it's little tweaks that are going to make things better.
We're going to talk about quality today. You'll be amazed at the sound I got from Scott using a phone.
Or, you know, most people have a pair of earbuds like I'm wearing right here. It comes with my iPhone. It's got a little microphone in it, right? Or we could be talking about editing, right? So cleaning up the audio for your guests, taking out some of the ums and ahs, not all of them, but all these little things you can do to make your guests sound better will then probably be more likely that they're going to share it, right? Because the key here is that they share it with their audience. And you want to make sure that you are providing the tools for them to do that, right? So once you do the interview and you post it on in your podcast, or if you do, you're doing an interview of them, it's good to be interviewed as well. But make sure they know, give them easy links to share it, you know, make it so they can easily post it on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. So that's important.
So find that over again at podcastersroundtable.com/30. And that's one of the ways that you can grow your audiences by A, if you have somebody on as a guest, but also when you appear on another show. And we're going to hear from Scott Johnson here in a second, but here's some feedback that Scott got.
Like I mentioned before, I love to hear from you. And I did hear from you. I heard from Rich in Georgia this past week. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Scott. This is Rich calling from the great state of Georgia. Just found your podcast. I think I heard Dave Jackson mention it last week, maybe the week before. Anyhow, I'm busy going through some of the past episodes and really enjoying it. So I just wanted to call and say thank you. Appreciate it.
So how did that guy find out about Scott Johnson's Computer Tutor podcast? By me talking about it. So this is where an easy way to get on your show, when you hear that podcaster going, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, call in. It's free publicity. We're all dying for insights. We're all dying for last five and fives or whatever they're doing for tips and tricks and things like that. It's an easy way. I mean, I hear Steve Stewart, I hear him everywhere. He's on the feed. He's calling in. He's asking questions. And he's not just making up stuff so he can go moneyplanosos.com, Steve Stewart, hey, who's buried in Grant's tomb? No, he's asking questions. Again, he's involved in the community. He's involved in the podcast, and he's interacting with the host, and that gets your name in front of their audience. So when we're talking podcast promotion, that's a real easy way to do it. Now, the other thing that only a small group, well, I shouldn't say, but the School of Podcasting members are the only people that can hear this, and I'm going to peel back the curtain. Once a month, we do a thing I call a think tank now. I might call them open hours or office hours in the future, but it's basically a time where we get together and we had 2 hours. Actually, we went about 2.5 hours this Saturday and just talked about what's working, what's not working, got some input on content. We talked about mixed minuses. We talked about, you know, launching another podcast, all sorts of stuff. It's really open-ended. And Kathy Kelly from Special Mouse, now I've talked about her in the past, and she does a podcast that, again, is kind of super niche. It's not just Disney. It's not just, going to a park. It's going to a park with a person of special needs because her son has special needs. And I've said in my book, More Podcast Money, which you can find on Amazon, it's at morepodcastmoney.com as well. I've said, if you find the right product for your audience, it's just going to be a super great fit, and Kathy has that. So this is actually from the think tank, and you can find Kathy over at specialmouse.com.
The sponsor that I've had for a long time now, she is a Disney-only travel agent who specializes in planning trips for guests with special needs and disabilities.
Ding, ding, ding. That is Kathy's audience. So it's very easy then for her to tie that one down and go, hey, I got your audience. How would you like to put your name in front of them?
So she's perfectly matched with my podcast. This new sponsor coming on, she has a company.
Let me just point out here, new sponsor as into an additional sponsor. Now, I'm not going to divulge her numbers, but Kathy will be the first to tell you that she's not pulling down, you know, 5 and 6 figure downloads. She's got a very targeted audience. But she's working on her second sponsor.
In Orlando, Florida, Walt Disney World, that rents these scooters, these electronics convenience vehicles for people who are going to Walt Disney World with special. So it's very my listening audience and the people that visit my website. It's absolutely a perfect match. My target audience is right. A perfect match with their target audience.
You got to love that. So again, if you're looking to monetize your podcast, you can find out. I actually have a podcast. It's somewhat pod faded over More Podcast Money, but that's where you can find my book. And I'm actually looking to put out a second edition at later this year with some things like Kathy's story in there. And so I'm looking forward to that. And my last clip is from the Purpose Rockstar podcast. You can find it at purposerockstar.com. And I was interviewed by Derek Duplessis, super nice guy. And it's a 5-day-a-week podcast that kind of interviews, to a certain extent, entrepreneurs looking for inspiring stories. And he threw this question at me, and it kind of caught me off guard.
It's my favorite question in the lightning round. Given all that you've done and all that you've seen, why are you here? What's your purpose on this planet?
Wow. The generic answer is I've always tried to leave wherever I'm at better than when I showed up. So, like, when I was a paper boy, the guy that came after me, you know, said, man, he goes, it's hard to follow Dave Jackson because you're the guy that put the paper in the door. You just didn't throw it in the front yard. And you're the guy that might let them slide if they didn't have the money and you'd get them next week. He goes, you were all about the customer. And I'm like, well, duh, you know, kind of thing. And when I was a grocery bagger, because that was a hilarious thing. I got fired as a grocery bagger and got hired. My next job was a grocery bagger. And I did that for a lot of years when I was in high school. But they used to call me Flash because when they said, Dave, get carts, other people would walk to go get carts. I would run. If there was an empty aisle, I would sprint down the aisle. They were like, oh, there goes Flash. You know, so it was just something my grandpa told me when I was growing up. It was kind of a Walton's moment kind of thing where he was like, you know, look, we're Jacksons. We work hard. When you leave the day and you're going home, you should be tired. And you want to earn your keep and keep your word and that kind of stuff. So I've always just tried to help people, whatever it is. And I try to make them laugh while I'm doing it. And so for me, when I have somebody say, hey, I love water skiing and I want to start a podcast about water skiing. And I'm like, we can do that. And I kind of help them refine their content a little bit. And, you know, 6 weeks later, they're like, wow. I'm like, what? And they go, I just got a press pass to the biggest, you know, water ski show in our area. And I'm like, well, that's awesome. And they're like, this is great. And they're like, to me, that's, I feel I reap the benefits that they get because, you know, I'm making their life better, which is somehow that just scratches. That's my teacher in me. It scratches my teacher's itch. So for me, you know, why am I here? Hopefully to entertain people, you know, so anytime I can entertain people while I'm educating them and hopefully making their life a little better so that when I do leave this planet, people are going to go, I'm glad I knew that guy.
While you don't have to monetize your podcast, many people just do it to help people to spread the word and things like that. If you are looking to monetize through a podcast, you don't do it by selling the actual audio file or the video file. You use it by promoting a service. And today we're talking with Scott Johnson of the Computer Tutor podcast. You can find his website at computertutorflorida.com. And this particular interview is interesting because of the way it was recorded. And I talk about it here at the beginning of the interview. All right. Well, joining me, we're doing something different today. And this is kind of cool. On Skype via his phone because he's in the middle of a soon-to-be thunderstorm. So in that case, because he's a computer guy, he knows this stuff. He unplugs his computers because it turns out Tampa, Florida is the lightning bolt capital of the world, or lightning strike. I'm not sure how you would word that. But Scott Johnson, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks, Dave. It's great to be here. And I hear the rain just started outside. So, yeah, we've got a bad one coming in right now.
Well, that'll be fun. Maybe it'll add some nice ambiance to the background. And you can find Scott at computertutorflorida.com. And let's just start off about that. Tell us a little bit about your show.
Well, my show is I have to preface everything about my show with saying thank you, Dave Jackson, for helping me get my show started, because that's how it got started. I began thinking about it in, I don't know, I guess early to mid 2012. And finally, in August of 2012, got started. I started with an episode zero, as some people do, sort of as an intro, kind of tell who I am, what I do, why I'm doing a show, and that kind of stuff. And at that point, I really didn't know anything about podcasting other than I like to listen to them. I just found that it was a simple, fundamental thing, listening to people talk about things that I'm interested in.
And I'm going to pause that here. Just at this point, if I hadn't told you that he was on a phone, I'm sure a lot of you would say, well, this is just your typical interview. He's recording. Maybe he's got a condenser microphone. Maybe he's in the Blue Snowball. A little bit of background noise, nothing super distracting. And you will get occasional, you hear a little kind of noise, but nothing too crazy. And yeah, he's doing this. I called him on Skype on his phone. So if you have somebody who maybe isn't super keen on buying a microphone and plugging it into their computer and then getting on Skype, see if they have a smartphone. See if they can, you know, get their smartphone on Wi-Fi and have them connect. You could call their Skype account. And I was amazed. I'm like, wow, this is definitely, you know, usually a phone kind of sounds like this when somebody's talking. And it's not the case here because it's not going through the phone line. It's going through Skype to their phone.
So I thought, hey, this is kind of a cool thing. So, and at the time with my business, I have a computer repair business, but I work with people all over the U.S. because I do a lot of remote access. It seemed like the right thing to do for promotion because I have a website that's pretty, it gets a good amount of traffic, probably 500 to 600 or 700 uniques a day. And so I get a good amount of business from that and I get a lot of referrals, but it seemed like podcasting is kind of the next big thing, or it's already becoming the next big thing. And I started actually listening to podcasts just because I hate commercial radio and just commercials in general. So when I saw the huge number of podcasts and the variety and the fact that it was just sort of getting started, I guess to me it was getting started. To you, it had been around for a while, but it seemed obvious that this was going to be something big, so I wanted to get in early.
And I know you have a newsletter that comes out every Monday morning. Was it just something that you just thought, hey, I'll take the newsletter and put it out as audio, or?
Typically, the newsletter is just a few paragraphs, but the point of the newsletter is to get people to click the link back to my website, and they're clicking directly into that particular blog post. Because I do a new blog post every Monday morning, and so the newsletter is just kind of a push reminder to say, oh, hey, it's Monday morning. Scott's got a new post over there. Better go take a look at it.
And the great thing, I always say, give your content in the format that people want it. And you know what? Hands down, a newsletter is a great way because you're getting your content one click away from your audience. The bad news is I can't read your blog. I can't read your newsletter while I'm driving on the way to work, but I can listen to it if it's a podcast. So there are going to be those people that want to read. There are going to be those people that want to listen. And Scott has all the bases covered for his business.
So the podcast is kind of the verbal version, the audio version of whatever I'm talking about. Not word for word, of course, but whatever I'm talking about in my blog post for that Monday.
Well, and I know you always have these little hidden nuggets. I know my favorite one was that I was like, really, that's been around forever, was how to add a tab back if you accidentally close a tab on a browser and you're like, oh, I didn't mean to close that. I forget what it is now. It's like Alt T or Control T or something like that. It'll give you back your tab. And it's just stuff like that, that it's like, it's nothing where it's huge. You know, I have to click through here and go there. It's usually not, I have to dig through 37 folders to get to it. It's usually pretty easy stuff, but it's super useful. So to me, I really, really like your show. It's great stuff. How do you determine, like, where do you get your topics from?
Basically, I just, you know, I'm always thinking, like, probably like you are too, like when, just as you go throughout your day, you're thinking, oh, hey, that might be a good topic for a podcast. But mostly it's just tips and tricks, and it's mostly for Windows computers. I don't really do a lot with Macs, but I just like to find, you know, little shortcuts or, you know, ways to do something that saves time, or it's just plain cool. I kind of have in the back of my mind that my goal is for people when they listen to my podcast at the end to say, wow, I didn't know I could do that. So, or the other thing is if something important is in the news and it's computer related, I'll sometimes do an episode about that. If
now, listen to this. This is a great idea. Some people call this newsjacking. Newsjacking. And so if all of a sudden the mainstream media is talking about something that you could talk about on your podcast, by all means, hijack the news. And while people are looking for that topic, direct some of that direct some of that traffic back to you.
The timing is right.
Yeah.
Like an example of that is like a little while back when the Heartbleed bug was in the news. Now, for me, when I first heard about it, I'm all over it. I'm listening to other podcasts that talk about the technical aspects of it, what it is, how widespread it is, what you need to do about it. But I'm very much aware that the average listener to my podcast isn't going to be all that excited about getting the details of it. You know, it's kind of like something they think, yeah, you know, I should find out what this is, but I really don't have a lot of interest in putting out that kind of effort. And besides, my computer still works fine anyway. So what I do is I learn all about it, and then I kind of try to sum it up on the podcast so that people get the general idea of what it is and if there's something that they need to actually do in order to protect themselves. So
here is where – I'm sorry, Scott. I usually try to hit pause when people are not talking mid-sentence. But think about that. He's doing a service for his audience. Don't worry about getting all the details. I'm going to go read up all these blogs. I'm going to listen to all the podcasts. I'm going to come back with what you need to know. And I kind of feel like I try to do that on this show, but it's a service. And when you do a service for people, they feel, to a certain extent, the law of reciprocity, that they owe you something, right? And so that's what Scott is doing.
That happens every once in a while. But if I, you know, my podcast comes out on Mondays. So if something big happens on a Monday afternoon or a Tuesday, then, you know, by the time my next podcast comes out, it's old news. So I probably wouldn't do it.
Right. But it's a great service because many times the media will just blow something completely out of proportion and it's, oh, the sky is falling. And it's nice when you kind of come in and go, okay, it's not falling. It might be tilting a little bit. So, and on it, you do mention now there's not a lot of kind of, for lack of a better phrase, pimping your business. You do mention that, hey, this is what I do, and which kind of gives you street cred. It's like, here's why you should listen. I've been fixing computers forever. So you do mention your business a little bit. Has it brought you, have people said, hey, I found you because of your podcast?
Well, yeah, I've definitely gotten some work through the podcast. Like I said, I do a lot of work through remote access. So just about anyone that listens to the podcast, really anywhere in the world, is a potential customer. And I've had people contact me for computer repair. And, you know, when I'm on the phone and remoted into their computer, I'll ask them, how'd you find me? And they'll say, well, either somebody referred him or they listened to the podcast.
Now, think about that. Somebody referred him. In other words, they said, hey, oh, you need a computer guy? I got a guy, Scott Johnson, computertutorflorida.com. Now, think about this. What if you don't have a problem yet? So you're talking about it and, oh, yeah, so-and-so's hard drive crashed. Blah, blah, blah. Go see Scott. Somebody else is like, yeah, I just bought my computer. We're doing good. And they say, yeah, well, if you want to check him out, go over to his website, computertutorflorida.com, where you can call him and have him fix your stuff remotely. Oh, and what's this podcast thing again? I keep hearing about these things. Now you get to know Scott. You're like, I didn't know I could do a control alt T, you know, whatever, and have this magical thing happen on my computer. Wow, that's really cool. And now you start to build that relationship with your future audience.
So I know I've definitely gotten some business from it.
Have you had your mailing list the whole time you've been doing computer repair?
Well, almost. Okay. I learned the value of a mailing list when I started my first internet business, which was not related to computer repair at all. And I started a mailing list for that one, and it got up to, I don't know, like close to 10,000 people on that one.
Wow.
And I mean, That mailing list was kind of like an ATM. If I mentioned something in the list, a product that I had for sale or that I was an affiliate for, I know there would absolutely be, you know, a good chunk of orders from it. And so I recognize the value of that. And really, that's just – it's because your name is in front of people every week, as long as they open the email. I mean, not everybody is going to open the email, and I have a lot of people that never open my emails. I can't explain that, why they would subscribe and then not open the emails, but that happens. But yet, even if they don't have a computer problem now, they hear my name or they see a computer tip from me every week, every Monday morning, and it's been reliable for, man, a long time, you know, many years, 8, 10, 12 years maybe. So they know that I'm there, and so when it happens, everybody's going to have a computer problem at some point, and when it happens to them, they think, oh, yeah, the computer guy, maybe he can help me.
So you can see where he's using podcasting not to so much pimp his brand and how great he is. And like I said, he mentions it, but it's really subtle. But he keeps his name in front of his potential customers so that when they do, when the music stops and they got to find a chair, right? If this was musical chairs, when their computer crashes and they got to find a way to get it fixed. Oh, yeah. I just listened to his podcast. In fact, he does it every Monday. Who are you going to call?
So I get a lot of business from the newsletter.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's probably not enough data then to kind of do a before the podcast and after the podcast in terms of your email growth. And so what's great about this is he actually uses his podcast to promote his newsletter. So this way, no matter how you want it again, whatever content you want, here it is. And both those keep his brand in front of his potential customers.
Probably not.
Okay.
And not only that, but I don't, when somebody signs up for the newsletter, I don't necessarily know where they came from.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I can see on, you know, I use AWeber, and AWeber will tell you what web page they were reading when they signed, because I've got the email newsletter form on every page of my site. So if they were reading one of my blog posts, then I know which one they were reading. But if somebody, I can kind of tell when somebody comes from the podcast, because they just, based on the stats, they just went straight to my site and put their name and their email address in. So they didn't go there because they did a Google search on how to do something. They just went straight to the site because they knew the website address already. So those are a lot of those are from the podcast.
Yes. Now what you could do, oh, hold on. I think I'm going to answer my own question. See, I actually forgot about that AWeber shows you where they signed up. So you could have an address that's not available on your website, but only available, you know, something you say in your podcast. And then if somebody signs up from that, then you know that person came from your podcast. I forgot about that. I'll have to set that up. So what I'm saying there is you could set up, like for me, I have schoolofpodcasting.com/newsletter. And I always say, if you'd like to have all the links I'm mentioning here, all the last five and fives, everything, you're hearing about it now, I know you're in the car, just sign up for the newsletter, schoolofpodcasting.com/newsletter. And I believe that's the only place I mentioned that URL. And if you sign up on that page, then I know you came from the podcast. And it's an easy way to then start tracking, is it worth doing this podcast? Is it helping me grow my newsletter list, if that's what you're looking to do? Well, I know one of the things that I've really been enjoying is at the very end of the show, and this is actually one of the things that I've kind of noticed, if you have a short segment of any type, if it bombs, if it's horrible, if it's just worthless, you don't really like evoke any kind of wrath of your customer because you only wasted a few minutes. Now, in your case, like I said, I like the segment. You started a segment called Get to Know Scott. And I'm receiving it well. Have you got any other kind of feedback from your audience on that? So before we hear his response, the cool thing about this segment, where does he do it? He does it at the end. Because if you did it at the beginning, you're like, hi, welcome to the show. You're my first time listener. Hey, I'm Scott. Guess what? I lost a bunch of weight not eating sugar. They're going to go, who is this guy? I came here to learn about computer stuff. So Scott puts this segment at the end after he's just given you a tip. You're like, I didn't know I could do that. Wow, that's really cool. And then he's like, and it's just a little baby segment. And he starts to give a little insight into Scott. And to me, it's one of my favorite segments.
I have gotten some feedback, and I guess it's been received pretty well because the only comments I've gotten back so far are all positive. But quite honestly, I don't get a lot of feedback from my audience at this point. I think there's a couple of reasons for that. One is I don't really ask for a lot of feedback.
Right.
I know a lot of shows that I listen to, that's, boy, everything, they, you know, at the beginning and at the end, and sometimes they throw it in the middle that, you know, hey, go give us a review, go, you know, call us up, email us, go to our website. Well, I deliberately try to avoid that because I find it a little bit annoying from some shows. But the other thing is, I, you know, I have to consider my show still as being fairly new. I haven't even been doing this 2 years yet. I'm coming up on, I think this coming Monday will be episode 94. So, and for once a week, you know, 2 years is going to be around 104, I guess. So, but right now I'm getting maybe 7,000 to 8,000 or so downloads per month, which is fine. I'm, you know, I'm definitely not complaining about that. And it does continue to gradually grow, but I think that's why I'm not really getting a whole lot of, you know, I'm not inundated with emails and voicemails from people with feedback about the show.
Yeah, because you're kind of, in my opinion, intelligently, your call to action is if you need help, hire me to fix your computer. So rather than say, follow me on Twitter, review me on iTunes, blah, 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 blah. It's kind of like, hey, if you mention your newsletter, and oh, by the way, if you need some help, I can help you pretty much wherever you are on the planet. And
I don't make any money when they follow me on Twitter.
I think that's one of my favorite quotes from a guest in a while. I've heard Google doesn't buy anything, and I don't make any money when you follow me on Twitter. Yeah, but you could tell all your friends, look, I've got, you know, 4,000 people. Yeah, that doesn't help with the grocery bill.
That's right.
Well, you said you've been doing this a couple years. Anything you would have done differently if you started that today?
Wow, that's a great question. I don't know that there is anything I would have done differently. I didn't delay it for too long. You know how a lot of people will put off doing a podcast until they feel like they're going to do it perfectly? Because
right. It's
like I'm like everyone else. You go back, listen to the first few episodes. You know, I kind of cringe at, you know, at how it sounds. And hopefully I've gotten a little bit better over the past couple of years. But one thing I have learned is to manage my expectations. I kind of look at this pretty much the same way I look at SEO. You know, when you start out with a new website, it looks great and everything, but you do a Google search on some of your keywords or phrases and nothing comes up, like in the first three pages of search results. It's kind of discouraging, only if you're expecting results right away. Well, for me, I think the right way to look at this is to create your website, quality content, keep adding good stuff all the time, and eventually Google's going to figure out that they should be ranking your site higher, maybe even on page one. But you just can't go in expecting that to happen right away. So I kind of look at the podcast the same way, for right now anyway. Yeah, it's, you know, it's great if somebody finds it and hires me to do some work, but I really feel like I'm still building the foundation. At some point, I'll have a lot more listeners and more feedback and more business from my podcast. But for right now, I'm happy just to grow it, you know, nice, slowly and steadily. And, you know, from a practical standpoint, I'm just a one-man shop. If I suddenly started getting 50 phone calls a day from new clients, I wouldn't be able to handle that and give them the kind of service that I want to provide. So with the more gradual growth, I can manage that and build in systems that allow me to take on more clients at a little bit faster rate.
How much time would you estimate it takes to put together your episode?
For me, I look at it as three parts. One, the first thing I do is write my full blog post. Usually I try to have that done by Thursday, maybe Friday. And my blog posts are more than just a quick, like, bullet point show notes. I do pretty thorough blog posts, because if I'm telling somebody how to do something, I want to include screenshots and step-by-step instructions. And so it's very detailed. So I get that done. And then part two is the show notes. And so I go through and, you know, what am I going to talk about in the intro and what's going to be my call to action this week? And then I go through and I have fairly detailed show notes. I wish I was one of those people like you that can put down three bullet points and look at it and then put it aside and just go talk. But my brain just doesn't work that way. So I have to have pretty detailed show notes. So that I try to have done by hopefully Saturday. And then the actual recording and editing of the show, that doesn't take very long at all. Because, you know, my episodes are only like 10 or 15 minutes. And once I go through it, then I go through and edit it and take out all the stupid stuff I said and then put the intro and the outro and it's ready to go. So that doesn't really take a whole lot of time. It seems like it does at the time, but it's fun too. You know, I enjoy doing it, so it's not really work.
Well, that's good to hear, because that's when it turns into work, that's when it's time to go, yeah, okay, time to either switch it up or try something different or things of that nature. But yeah, I'm at your website right now. So here are just some of your great, I love your titles because they explain exactly what's going to happen. So how to sign electronically without printing and scanning, how to disable the Windows 8 charms. I hate that thing. If you've lost your volume icon, how to get it back, how to remove your private information. I teach Microsoft Word every day. And that one was, I was like, I never thought about that. There's a lot of private information in your files. You did a whole thing on computer security that, again, was around the Heartbleed. So it's always great stuff. And you can, again, find this over. It's called the Computer Tutor Podcast. And you can find Scott at ComputerTutorFlorida.com. And Scott, just wanted to thank you for coming on and sharing with that. So for somebody who's got a business and thinking of maybe, hey, trying a podcast, is that something you, well, obviously you're on year two, so what would make you stop doing the podcast?
Wow. What would make me stop doing the, well, winning the lottery, that would be one thing. If I just got so busy with computer work that, well, I guess the answer then would not be to eliminate the podcast. It would be to raise my rates again. That would probably be the answer there. But I don't know. I think the podcast just feels like the right thing to do. If somebody has a business where they're selling something, or whether it's a product or a service, and you know they're working on trying to get their website found and maybe doing Google AdWords. I've never done any advertising just because I've been fortunate enough to word of mouth and my website's been found. But any business that has something like that, they absolutely should be doing a podcast, even if it's a short one. You know, like mine, I couldn't imagine doing a podcast that would last an hour for each episode. I don't know what I'd talk about. But yeah,
it makes it easy when they're short. You just get in. And like I said, the thing I love about it is, even if you have a tip that I'm like, well, I'm never going to need that, I don't use that program or whatever, it's not a huge commitment on my part. So I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of interesting. If I know somebody who needs that, at least now I'm equipped with that little tip for that person. But I'm not like, oh, man, I just listened to an hour and I didn't get a thing out of it. You don't get that with your podcast because they're short, they're to the point. And like I said, even the get to know Scott part, that's always, you know, a couple minutes, if that, and it's always kind of like, wow, that's kind of cool. Like you gave a tip about how you cut out sugar and it helped you drop a bunch of weight. And I was like, well, that's interesting. I'll have to give that a shot.
I thought you would be a little interested in that since you have a themed podcast along those lines.
So, well, we should probably mention that if you are listening to us on a computer and the hard drive's ready to crash, go ahead and give out your phone number.
My phone number is 727-254-9078. And when you mentioned hard drives crashing, the statistics right now are on new computers, new hard drives, 80% will fail within the first 3 years. So not only should you take good care of your hard drive, but you should have a backup. And if you don't have a backup, I can set that up for you. I do that remotely. Takes about 10 minutes, and it's an online automated backup process that you set it up and you never have to think about it.
Think about that right now. And again, his website, ComputerTutorFlorida.com. If I told you right now, while you're listening to this podcast, your hard drive crashes, what would you lose? I know that's, I've had a couple times where a hard drive has almost crashed, and I use one company called Backblaze, and I know Scott recommends a couple different companies, and he'll definitely help you set that up.
Because your hard drive will crash. So that's something that I preach to a lot of people, and I don't feel guilty about nagging my clients about that, because I've had to go both ways. I've had people that had their whole lifetime, their business saved because they had it backed up, and their computer got – it was a lightning thing, a lightning strike that it destroyed it. And I've had others where – I had a client up north who – he had two daughters, and he had been doing a daily journal in a Word document since the day they were born.
Oh.
And his plan was to give that to them when they went to college. And his computer crashed, his hard drive crashed, and he actually shipped me the hard drive, and it's not recoverable. And he lost it. I mean, that's like 10 years worth of work.
Wow.
And I mean, that's just sick. When you can do something really simple like a backup
and avoid having something like that happen. That's why I don't feel guilty nagging people about that.
Absolutely. Well, for more information, again, go over to computertutorflorida.com. And Scott, thanks again for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dave.
There you go. Super nice guy and some really cool insights. And again, you can see here, Scott's not making an hour-long podcast. He does one tip per episode once a week. That's all you need to really get your toe in the water. Oh, I want to say hello to every single one of my first-time listeners. I'm so glad you're here. Now I know we just met, but I want to let you know I'm never going to waste your precious, precious time ever. All I ask is if you ever feel like tuning out, give me not one, not two, but three listens before you go. Inspired, entertained, and educated is the goal of this show. You're going to leave better than you did when you showed up. One, two, three. Now, if you've had enough of me after three, I thank you for the opportunity. You rock, my friend. God bless. One, two, and as we start to wrap things up, had another quick tip I wanted to throw at you. I realized that many of you are just doing audio podcasts, but if you're doing video, and more importantly, if you're doing anything on YouTube, realize you can use YouTube annotations and add a link to your website and add a link to your iTunes subscription button. You can basically make an iTunes subscription button in YouTube. So you can drive people to iTunes from YouTube. So if you're doing anything, and if you're like, look, I'm an audio guy, don't think about that in the same way that the person's like, I'm not really a podcaster. I want to be a blogger. You know, think about making, if nothing else, maybe a little 1-2 minute clip that points people back to another episode. Maybe you take a clip from an interview. Maybe you take your best tip or your funniest joke or whatever it is that's moving people and make a quick video about it and then point people back to iTunes, point them back to your website. So that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I do thank you for tuning in. If you're ready to start podcasting, if you notice, I was kind of smiled when I said, is there anything you would do differently? And Scott said, no, I don't think so. Not really. And I'm like going, you know what? I kind of want to take some of the credit for that. Number one, Scott's a great guy and he's a smart guy, but I'm like, you know, he went through the School of Podcasting. He's not going, oh, I shouldn't have bought that $4,000 microphone and I shouldn't have bought this and that. I was kind of glad to hear that. So if you're looking to start podcasting and go down the path of pain-free podcasting, I've got a coupon code for you. It's LISTENER, LISTENER. Save at your first month at the School of Podcasting. And I would say, look, come for the education, stay for the community. You heard about the phone call that we do every month that you can talk to me directly. We've got our Facebook group, as well as step-by-step tutorials, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to check it out, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. Coming in the future, we have more interviews. We'll have one with Ben Kruger, who is the podcast marketing guy. So another slant on business, as well as we've got some questions about PrettyLink, questions about Mix Minus, some of the stuff we talk about this on Ask the Podcast Coach, which is another podcast I do that's a live call-in show. But we've got a lot of great things coming up. We're also going to talk about some tools that you can use to find the right topic for you and how do you stand out from the crowd. Great. I figured out, Dave, that I could go write a blog or I could start a podcast, but there is still, can you put up air quotes here, competition in my niche in podcasting. How am I going to stand out? We'll be talking about that in the future as well. So that is going to do it. I want to thank you so much. And the next couple episodes might be a little lighter than usual. And that's probably a good thing. I'm actually moving my office. As I record this right now, he said, picking up the thermostat, it is, yes, it is, 87 degrees in my office. And I am in a small office above a deli in Rocky River, Ohio. And I'm moving to an actual building that does nothing but offices. I'm getting about twice the space. And a novel idea, they don't turn their air conditioning off at 6 o'clock. And so that is going to be a whole lot better for me. It's going to save me money in the long run. It's actually a little more in rent, but I'm going to use half my office as my storage space. I actually have a storage place with my junk. And so I'm going to be moving, but in the process of moving, as you know, I talk about moving media hosts, moving websites. Anytime you move, it's a pain in the butt. And so the time I'm going to have for show prep is going to get cut down a bit. And the one thing I always promise you, even like today, I'm going to clock in at about 55 minutes for this one. If I don't have an hour's worth of material, I'm not going to give you an hour's worth of material. If I have 30 minutes, I'm going to give you 30 minutes. I have 40. I'm not going to just ramble for 20 minutes so I can say I did an hour long show. I always say make your content as long as it needs to be and not a minute more. So I will see you next week with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. I want to remind you that it is time to start living a life worth podcasting about. And until next week, class is dismissed.